Yerushalmi Kelaim, corresponding to Bavli, Menachos, Daf Samaches. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chafov Amud Beis at the Mishnah at the foot of the page. Hawaya Yerek Bekerem, Va'ama Kishyagia, Loi Alaktenu, Mutter, Kishyach Alaktenu, Imhoisif Mamasayim, Osir. If one sees a vegetable growing in a vineyard, and he says, when I get there, I'll pick it, it's permitted. But if he said, when I will return, I will pick it, then if while he was away, it grew 1/200th, then it will be prohibited because of Kelaim. And the Gemara says, "V'biyosi b'chanina ama b'feil shanu barabayis shu asuk manachtoi asa isai kefeil." V'biyosi b'chanina said that the Mishnah is referring to a worker, but the landowner who was not working must uproot it immediately. However, if the landowner was working there, he's also like a hired worker. Barabayis she kiyim yirokos stay sade bekerem asurim ben loy ben laache. If a landowner allowed vegetables to grow in his vineyard, both the vines and the vegetables become prohibited to all. Poel shekiyim yirokos if a worker allowed vegetables to grow in a vineyard, they're forbidden to him but permitted to everyone else. The question is, if they're forbidden to him, they should be forbidden to everyone, and if they're permitted to everyone else, they should be permitted to him. Rather, it follows Rabbi Shimon, who said that a person cannot prohibit something that's not his. Even though Rabbi Shimon says this, he agrees here that the worker prohibits it for himself if he saw it and didn't pick it, and then another person picked it. But if he later picked it himself, then it's forbidden to all. The Mishnah taught that if it grew 1/200, it's prohibited. Rabbi Yannai explained that they evaluate it using a Yovuza plant. How is it done? Rabbi said from Rabbi Chanina, he picks one Yovuza and leaves another one in the ground and later compares them.